The Geek News Central Podcast for Tuesday, March 8, 2005. Welcome to the podcast.
This is the Geek News Central Podcast, coming to you live.
This is the only way forward.
From historic Ford Island, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Aloha, everybody, and welcome to the show. I'm Todd, the geek from Geek News Central. And, of course, for all of you, those of you that are finding us for the very first time, especially all our new Hawaiian listeners, we want to welcome you to the show. Basically, the reason why we know we have a bunch of new Hawaiian listeners is that we had a article show up in one of our local newspapers this weekend, and we were one of many podcasts that were highlighted, so I'm sure there's going to be a few people checking in. I had a great weekend. On Saturday, I met with Lucas Gonzi. He runs a website called webj.org. And if those of you that have never visited that site, make sure you go over there and check that out. It's a cool service. Him and I met downtown Waikiki and had our talk story, basically. And it was a really nice evening with him. And I know Lucas listens to the podcast. And hey, Lucas, it was a great time with you. Now, on Sunday, I had tried to kind of arrange a podcasting get together here in Hawaii. Kind of did it on short notice, so it didn't go off with as many people as I wanted to. Hopefully, it'd show up. But I want to thank Ryan, who's basically started the Hawaii Association of Podcasters, and I'll have a link up to that site at the end of the show, of course, in the show notes. But him and I did we just sit around and chatted about podcasting in general. And it was fun. We had a great time. We probably spent two and a half hours chatting, and we put together a special podcast that was for Hawaii podcasters only, ears only, and we put that up on the server yesterday for them. So those of you didn't, you basically didn't get to hear us just sitting here yakking away about stuff. Now, speaking of podcasts, there's a lot of new ones out there, and I've been absorbing as many as I can, and it's just amazing. There's some people coming out with some great stuff. But for those of you that found us today for the first time, we want to make sure that you visit our website at www.geeknewscentral.com, and to make sure you get subscribed to our feed via our RSS link. And if you look down on the bottom right-hand part of the page, you'll see a little icon that says MP3 Podcast or WMA or OGG. Pick your flavor and add that to your podcast aggregator. Now, if you don't have a podcast aggregator already and you're downloading these shows manually, I would like to have you go over to DopplerRadio.com and basically pick up Doppler and load that up into your computer, and you can subscribe to our RSS feed. And I'm going to put some instructions up today in the show notes for those of you that are new. And of course, the hardcore listeners that have been here for a while, we know that you guys know how to get the podcast already. I did want to talk a little bit about our stats. You know, we moved to a dedicated server. I think now this will be show number 3 up on that box. And we had the show spread out all over creation for a while. And I did some tabulations, and I was absolutely blown away by the number that we came up with. In the last 30 days, we have moved 1.3 terabytes of data. So I'll let y'all do the math, but our normal show size is about 20 megs. And you guys have been busy. I'm impressed. I really, really am impressed. I had no idea, but we're real happy. Oh, I did have an idea we were moving that much traffic, but I didn't know it was that much, to be quite honest with you. And let's see what else we got. Oh, I've been working real, really hard on the techpodcast.com site. Now, for those of you that go to it, you're not going to see the site that I've been working on. I'm going to be revealing that in the next couple of days. What you see right now currently is a point to a Drupal basically a content management system. And I haven't been super pleased with that, and neither some of the other tech podcasters. We tried WordPress, and we've actually had some mild success with WordPress in the test system, but I found that I really like Mambo. And for those of you that are Mambo fanatics out there, hey, we need your help. I'm very inexperienced in using Mambo, but I'm looking for some people to help us out with some modules and that kind of stuff with Mambo. So if you've got any Mambo experience, send us an email to geek@geeknewscentral.com, and I'll get you hooked up into the account on the test site, and we'll get you employed. I know a lot of people have volunteered to help, and we appreciate that volunteerism. We really need it at this time. I know I'm at times overwhelmed, and maybe soon we'll be able to tell you why I've been overwhelmed. But the Podcast Connect thing still continues to move forward. I'm real happy with the progress there. And, of course, our number one goal with the Podcast Connect umbrella family of websites or podcast sites is to get techpodcast.com launched and fully running the way we wanted it to. Now, I did kind of hear something kind of interesting today. I was surfing around, listening to different podcasts, and I heard a comment made on the Don and Drew show. Now, those of you that are, I get a lot of emails, just like a lot of podcasters do, from people asking for help. And I really feel bad that I'm not able to dedicate the type of time I need to help some of these new podcasters out getting started. Well, Don and Drew hinted that there's a new service coming, and I almost bet you that is probably linked to Adam or somebody, but they hinted that there's going to be kind of like an all-in-one solution. So we'll see if this is what they've got under wraps and are going to release in the next couple of weeks, but pretty cool, and it'll be great for new podcasters to give them a leg up to get started easily. You know, it's not that hard, folks. You know, you just need a microphone and a computer. And you can make a podcast today based upon free software you can download over the internet. All right, progress continues. As a matter of fact, we have a template now for the Podcast Awards 2005. It was emailed to me. I have taken a look at it. It looks wonderful. So we're going to keep that under wraps for a while. But we will be putting that site together and getting the category set. And I've got all of you guys that have volunteered to help with the Podcast Awards. We've got you all on the list to get going. All right, there were 8 minutes, and I got to get into the content here. But anyway, Robert Scoble sent me, basically I saw a post on Robert's site. And Robert, I know you're listening. Thanks for listening to the show. Give us some feedback. Let us know what you think. And obviously there was something that turned you on the last show. I think I know what it was, but I hope we got you some good content. Okay. I've been doing this comparison for a while. Those of you that are familiar with PubSub and, of course, Technorati, I do a lot of the same searches between two or three, and between those two services, and I always try to give a rough estimate on who's ahead of who, you know, who's doing the best job. And there for about a month, it's been pretty even, but I don't know what's happened in the last week or so, but Technorati's inching ahead, so the PubSub folks better get busy. All right, I want to welcome a new sponsor to the Geek News Central podcast. And basically, the smallest smartphone in the world is powered by Windows Mobile from Microsoft. And it is sold in the USA at AT&T Wireless as Audiovox SMT5600 and in Europe as Orange SPVC500. Get the latest information about this and other cell phones powered by Microsoft at www.msmobiles.com. No one else gives you the whole story. Hey, we want to welcome MS Mobiles on as a sponsor, and glad that they've hooked up with us. So look for a nice long relationship with them. Okay, almost ready to kick into the content. I know that there's going to be some of you that have never listened to the show before, and I just basically wanted to give you a quick rundown of who I am. Basically, I have worked in the electronics and computer field for the last 20 years. I have a great deal of experience in advanced electronic systems, So that's kind of where my background's coming from. I ran a online bulletin board for a number of years. Matter of fact, it's still online today at www.bbsnets.com. So you guys can check that out. That's an old school BBS. It's still available on the net. And, you know, I've been a web blogger for almost 3 years. May 1st, I believe, will be our 3-year anniversary for Geek News Central, and we're real happy with the way that site's gone. Now, I do have some reader or listener feedback via email. I want to welcome Bill. Bill's going to be one of our new contributors on the Geek News Central Geek News Central website. Any of you that want to, I do on a case by case basis. I look at what people have done and basically what they've worked on. And if you're interested in becoming an associate editor on the Geek News Central website, hey, you need to send me an email, and I'll take a look at what you've done, and we may get you on as an associate editor. And good things are going to come to the people that are helping us out. Okay. Also, I want to, there's a site that ran our promo, and I want you guys to listen to this promo. This is from John Wall. He runs the M Show. Check this out.
Live from Boston, it's the M Show.
Well, it's not really live, you know, because it's a podcast. And it's not from Boston either, really, because I'm commuting home to Boston from Providence, so it's usually from Providence. But if you want to feed your brain with 10 minutes of business talk and entertainment, check out the M Show at www.themshow.com.
And, you know, that came from podcastpromos.com. So if you podcasters out there want to get your show promoted here, run my promo. We'll run yours. Hey, on another note, I pointed you guys over at blug.com, blugg.com. Hey, check out the site over there. He's done some good things. They've got their first podcast up. Also, I know that there is a gentleman that's driving on the road every day, and he's driving nearly an hour, let's say 45 minutes to an hour one way to work. Norbert, I got your email. Wonderful, wonderful email. And we want to thank you for being a new listener and listening to the show. This is the kind of notes that keep me going. So I appreciate the feedback. And hopefully tonight we didn't blow you out on the intros. I worked on that, and I know some of you have complained about that. And hopefully we won't. I want to talk, into the content now. I got a magazine from, it's an O'Reilly magazine. It's called Make. And one of the associate editors, Phil Tarone, sent me a copy of this. And, you know, I had it laying around on my bedstand for about a week now. Since I didn't even look at it. It was in a manila envelope. And I opened this thing up yesterday afternoon. What a magazine. I'm going to tell you what, folks. This is going to be a quarterly thing. This is a great magazine. And they're not paying me to say this. And I've read through this. This is the absolute, if you are a geek, this is going to be a great geek magazine. So, you know, if you get into Borders or someplace, check this book out. This magazine out. It's got how-tos, and it's got, you know, examples, everything. And this is, you know, hackers will love this magazine. So will, you know, just a general electronic enthusiast. So go out there and check out Make. Enough on that. Okay, let's see here. Second thing, Google Desktop has been fully released, and it's no longer a beta. And I've been running the Google Desktop search engine ever since it's been available. And it sure made life a lot easier for me. And I know some of you are probably, you get irritated when you're doing searches on Windows. It just takes it forever to find something. And I find it especially helpful for email. And I have literally thousands and thousands of emails archived that I don't, I do it by year and by subject, and I have everything broken out in categories real well. But, you know, you're thinking in the back of your head, man, I know I've got an email on this subject, and you can just open that Google search up and type, and it will find that email, I mean, literally in a second. They've released this, and what's kind of cool with their release version is that they're going to give any vendor, they're making the API available so that people can tap into the API on this tool. So that's just going to make Microsoft shudder, because all these people now can build applications to integrate with the desktop search. Now, I know I've got my issue with some other things that Google's doing, but I really do like their desktop search. So if you're a Windows developer, and if you are even if you're a user and you're not using this on your desktop already, hey, give it a week. Load it up on your desktop, and you know, when you go to search for something, instead of using Find or search within your computer, try the desktop search and see if it finds what you're looking for. Now, I kind of had a laugh today because a name from the past came back into my life. When I was younger, I was, let's see here, how old would I have been? I'd have been probably 20. I was spending a lot of time in Japan, and I was I dated a girl over there that, I met a girl in when I was living in Guam, and then we were, I'd go to Tokyo to see her and stuff, and I didn't realize at the time that, people in Japan never had, you know, people didn't have big houses. They always pretty much had small little, you know, the houses weren't really super huge. But this girl's father had this huge, huge, huge place. Make a long story short, he was like number 7 at Sony or something like that. And dummy me, I didn't marry the girl. If my wife hears me, she'll come in here and bash me. She's actually in Japan right now. But, you know, he was based, you know, very, very wealthy, and why she was interested in me, I have no idea, but I saw his name today in an article, but apparently there is a, Sony's doing a shakeup, and they're going to be changing some leadership, and they're actually going to have a Westerner going to be leading the board of directors there at Sony Corp of Japan, I guess a guy by the name of Sir Howard Stringer. So this is kind of interesting, and I'm not going to link to the article where I saw this other guy's name, but I found another related article, and Dan Gilmore basically says that Sony is now, you know, it's basically they've had this conflict going on between media and devices, and it looks like maybe the media has won, and they're going to focus on it. It's too bad, you know, I don't know. Sony's had some great products in the past, but they've just been off the leading edge for a little while. You know, I've got a Vio. I like their laptops. But, yeah, we'll see what happens with Sony on that. But anyway, enough on that. John Udell has a real interesting article up, and it's actually it's got a video post with it. It's called The On-Demand Blogosphere. And basically what he wants to be able to do is see, he reads, let's say he's got 100 people that he reads on his aggregator. And when he sees some content that is interesting to him, he wants to be able to know almost immediately if anyone else that he is, any of his other weblogs that he reads are talking about that article. So it's basically kind of a cross-posting thing, but it's got a great tutorial on some work he's done with Firefox, and it's a 4-minute video. Go over and I'll have the link up. Go over and watch this. And, boy, some people are really, you know, he's thinking of some great things. And there's been a little bit of this in the news this week that's talked about. Actually, this is only Tuesday, right? So it's first day of the week. But within the last 3 or 4 days, there's been some talk about this. And, you know, you kind of can do it almost with PubSub, but you can't do it on demand. You have to pre-build your search definitions and get the info set back. And for those of you that have never used PubSub, PubSub is similar to TechnoReady, where you can put a term in, put your name, or put a subject that you're interested in, and every time a weblog post comes up that's got something to do or has that word in it, you'll get that as in a pre-built RSS feed, and you update every day, and you can see new articles that come out. Now, I do a search on, like, podcast. So I get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of items in my RSS feed, but I also do more detailed search. You know, I do like Geek News Central podcasts to see who's talking about us. So that's kind of cool, but it's on demand, so you can do it immediately instead of having to wait for someone else to aggregate that content. But I think that's a great idea, and I hope it moves forward further. Now, Podcast Alley, I think this happened between the time the last show and this show. They have basically reset the counter. So the top 50 or whatever has been reset. And They've implemented a function where you can only vote once a month for a show. And I applaud Chris over there for doing this. And it's basically, it's going to be pretty hard for people to cheat the system unless they can have access to dozens of IPs and dozens of different email addresses and some other criteria he has set forward. They're not going to be able to cheat it. So I'm real happy. I'm real pleased. I can't believe it that we are like number 16 in the list right now. So I want to appreciate everyone that's went over there and voted for us. Show your support for us. If you feel that we need deserve a vote, go ahead and it's only once a month, so it's not like this going to be this big, you know, big hassle where you're going to have to go vote every day to compete with some of these groups that were doing stuff that was totally idiotic. But we'll have a link up in the show notes, and I'm not going to beg you for a vote, but it's once a month, and it's kind of one way you can show support for our show, and we appreciate it. Okay, I found a cool article on quick tips on processing your email inbox. You know, I don't know about you guys, but my inbox is, I don't know, I haven't got it closed right now. I think currently there's like 3,700 emails or something like that in my inbox, and they're all valid, no junk. The junk has been processed. I'm luckily I have my server set up that catches 90% of the, or 95% of the spam before it hits me. And what I have found is by organizing through rules and stuff, I'm able to stuff stuff into folders and keep it pretty organized. But that's only like 2 months worth of email. So I archive everything. So I have literally hundreds, well, I think the last count I had like 67,000 emails archived. Now, people, you know, say, why do you want to archive all that email? Believe me, there's stuff that I go looking for. It's a historical information that I just, you know, I feel that if I throw it away, it's going to be like knowledge lost forever. And, you know, hard drive space is cheap these days. And with the Google desktop search, I can deal with it. So, but they do have some tips in there on how to deal with it and deal with it quickly. And it's basically going to help you get organized and getting your inbox cleaned up. And I'm actually going to implement a couple of these things. I'm going to let you guys go ahead and read the article. I'm not going to read these things to you. You guys are, all right, what else do we have? All right, let me click over to articles. Okay, now we've all heard that, you know, every company's trying to come out with the iPod killer. They're trying to come out with their own MP3 player that is going to do Apple in. And obviously, no one has succeeded from knocking the mighty iPod off its lofty perch. But I did find a pretty good article today about the a guy that has got a Creative Zen Micro. And usually when I see these things, I'm like, oh gosh, here we go again. Someone's trying to compare a iPod with a you know, something that's out there that someone has released. And he's got a great article. So any of you that are in the market for a high capacity MP3 player, I think you got to look at this. It he's got some compelling reasons to take a serious look at this. Now, not only that, it is it's not locked into Apple iTunes, and it's not going to be real tough to move your music around. So check it out. See what. Let me know what you guys think. And if anybody's using a Creative Zen Micro, give us a shout out and let us know what you think of it. I'm not in the market, but some of you may be. Okay, now there's a. Some of you have probably heard already, but Bank of America apparently lost over 1 million credit card numbers. Now I was happened to be one of those 1 million people that. Apparently the credit card was info was lost to a thief. Now, the letter that I got from Bank of America basically said that they had shipped a tape. That tape had went missing. So it was in transit somewhere. So it wasn't the letter I got basically. And this article says it was lost to thieves. Now, they don't know that for sure. I think they're a little off base on this. But the letter I got from BOA was basically, a tape came up missing with your credit card and financial information on it. And here is a link to a place where we're going to allow you to get a free credit report. So I don't know. This just makes me, it's one thing after the other. But if somebody tries to utilize 900 or whatever it was, 1,000 credit card numbers, I think those would be, seen pretty quick. Now, I hate to flag my credit report as a risk, because then it just makes it, anytime you want to do anything, you can't do it over the phone. You got to go meet someone in person. I guess that's okay. It's probably the way we should deal with credit. But if I try to apply for, it'd probably be safe to have the account flagged. But I guess I'm just going to keep my fingers crossed for a little while. And I use a monitoring service already. So I'm hoping that, this thing was just lost. This tape went lost with all this information and is in some burn barrel somewhere or in the bottom of I hope it's been completely lost and never be able to recover it. But it'd be our luck. This stuff will all show up and every one of us will get scammed. So we'll see what happens. I found a good website on Skype. It's a Skype journal. And man, what a resource. And if this is kind of the find of the night. So those of you that are Skype users, this is a great journal. It's got a lot of information, a lot of links to different utilities, a lot of talk about Skype and using it. And it just goes on and on. And I look down through here and I think there's like 10 articles within the last 7 days or so. So, good information on Skype. So Skype users, go over there and check out Skype Journal, available via the link in the show notes. Okay, what else? We all have our tiffs and taffs with other companies from time to time. And apparently, there's a little bit of, I don't know if it's jealousy, but Rob Glasser, the CEO of Real Networks, has had, he's basically picked a one-man fight against Steve Jobs for a while. But it's pretty interesting to say what he has to say. And he kind of is I think he's whining. And, I've had my issues with Apple here recently too, but, if you want to compete, just build a better product and people will come, don't cry over spilt milk and just go out there and do it better. And this guy, I just don't understand why a CEO would kind of pick fights and stuff like this. It just doesn't make sense. But anyway, it's comical read for those of you. And then those of you that like Macs will enjoy it. Now, I did find a pretty funny, and it's just absolutely hilarious. It's called the betterbadnews.com website. And there's this hilarious 12-minute video. For those of you, just go over there and check it out. I'm not even going to tell you what the video is about. You'll see when you get to the site. But oh my goodness. It's just hilarious. And I can't believe that these guys did what they've done with this video. It's wonderful. They did a great job. And just goes to show you what people can do with a video camera, a little ingenuity, some banners and some other stuff. So good on them. Okay, US asked to probe music download site. So if any of you are utilizing, let's see, where do they talk about the two sites? Yeah, it's www.mymusicinc.com and www.mp3downloadcity.com. Apparently, this site was supposedly offering legal music, but what they were doing is they're charging people like $30 to $40 and then giving them direct access, or basically they had the links already found for them to download music that maybe they weren't authorized to download, but they were charging for that service. So looks like they're going to be looked at. The Federal Trade Commission is going to go after them. So stay away from that site, that's for sure. Okay, there was a teen convicted under internet piracy law. Basically, they said he was found with like $5 million worth of software on his computer. He was given a fine of basically, his sentence was 200 hours of community service, $5,400 fine, and he was ordered to take a copyright class at the University of Arizona, where he attends, and to avoid file-sharing computer programs. But what the story really doesn't say, and what I've kind of found, is apparently he was reselling some of the software he was downloading, so that may have been the straw that broke the camel's back. But, this kid basically got in trouble and is now convicted. So be careful out there, folks. Don't be doing that. Now, on another note, a Russian site that is called allofmp3.com has not been shut down by Russian authorities, even though they are admitting that there is copyrighted material on there that is available at a very discounted price. I haven't heard about them in a while. Matter of fact, I didn't even think the site was still up, but people can go there for a very, very, very low amount of money. And you basically, what they do is they base it on the amount of stuff you download, not the actual per song cost. So they basically charge you for the bandwidth. And this site is not being taken down, even though the Russian authorities have said it is a illegal site. So that's interesting to say the least. All right, now Engadget. Every one of us probably has a data loss story. And it looks Engadget had a contest to for people to submit who had the absolute worst data disaster. And I'm going to just read this off of the Engadget site. It's pretty, some poor guy, he took it pretty bad. It basically says, it took a few days to judge. There were way, way more heart-wrenching tales of woe to go through than we expected. And I think they had like 600 entries. And they had this tell us your worst disaster and win the Mamina 2-gigabyte pocket USB flash drive contest. It was tough, but Robert L.'s story about inadvertently coming out of the closet after asking his ultra-conservative father to recover a term paper from a dead hard drive, and basically his father found something on there that he caused his father a little distress. His father found that and made this, I guess, I don't know, they don't say how old he was, but his father forced him into therapy, so he must have been under 18, but anyway, he wins the 2-gigabyte flash drive for his data disaster. And there's a bunch of ones in there that are totally hilarious. So they've got some links up. So go ahead and read it. And if you're not backing up your hard drive, please do so. Because if you don't, you might end up with your own data disaster story. Okay, I found a new software, a new iPod podcatcher up there. It's called PlayPod by IGG Software. I found this via Chris Prillo's Locker Gnome site, and looks like a nice little podcatcher. Had not seen this before. It is definitely for those of you using the Mac, so check that out. Let us know what you think about it. I may even download it and try it on my own. Now, something that just actually disturbed me a little bit, apparently there's going to be a new smart card that people are going to be using by basically people that work with Department of Homeland Security, and they're going to be carrying these cards that are going to have RFID tags embedded in them. I guess it's not as bad as, where is it, in Wisconsin or someplace where some of the state employees have to have RFID chips implanted in their arm. So I guess smart cards are a little better than having something stuck in you. Now that has some serious serious implications, doesn't it, putting an RFID chip in your arm? No way, no how. For me, I can tell you that much. But they're, of course, they're worried about security issues. Now, we ran really long last week, and I vowed I wasn't going to do that tonight, so we're 36 minutes. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Geek News Central podcast. You can email us at geek@geeknewscentral.com. You can Skype me at Geek News Central. My voicemail service ran out. My test did, and they weren't going to give me another 30 days, so I don't have voicemail on Skype anymore. If anybody has any vouchers, I could use another voucher. But and they didn't offer anything up to me. Can you believe that? But anyway, Skype is Geek News Central. And you can also call the voicemail line at 619-342-7365. I had to think there for a minute for the number. All this information will be up on the show notes, and I've got a great artist for you to listen to tonight. It's one of my favorites. He's on GarageBand.com, and this song is Frozen, and you'll hear it here in just a second.
Turn the volume up as we kick off today's showcased independent music artist.
Spoken, can I just walk away from being broken? Am I so blinded I've always hated. Now I have fallen. Where have I landed? Frozen in history, screaming in silence, laughing in misery. Flowers in winter, fast asleep in faded colors underneath the snow. But how far below? How can this be? What have I done? Maybe this time, as I am breathing, the darkness will fall away and strip away the memories of yesterday. Shadowy figures dancing in moonlight, captured and photographed just after midnight. Is this illusion, or is this the way that it's supposed to be? Oh, tell me, how can this be? Sounds like a carnival, smells like a circus. I'm getting colder, I am freezing all the images. In other words, I am frozen.
Isn't that a wonderful song? That's Geoff Bird, Frozen. You can find him at garageband.com. And thanks for everyone for listening to the podcast. And we did have a few technical difficulties tonight, but we overcame. And this one's in the can, folks. So we'll see you on Friday. Thanks for listening to the show. And we'll see you then. Bye-bye.